Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. The jailer then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." The jailer knew he was in trouble. He had a good occupation, but it was high risk. Keep the prisoners for the Roman government under lock and key, and the pay was good. Allow the prisoners to escape, and the punishment was losing your own life. It was night. There was such a violent earthquake that it shook the foundation of the prison. All the doors were open, and everyone's chains came loose. No chance that there would be any prisoners left after that. The jailer woke up, saw the prison doors were open, and was about to kill himself because he thought that the prisoners had escaped. One of the prisoners was a missionary named Paul. He realized what was going on, and he shouted, "Don't harm yourself! We are all here!" The jailer knew what Paul did for a living. Faced with his own mortality, he asked the question as clearly as he could ask it, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul answered as clearly as he could in that crisis moment, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." Then, to clarify that this was not just a promise for the jailer, but also for every person, Paul added, "You and your household." That promise is for you too, whether you are in crisis or calm, whether you are relaxed or stressed, whether your life is good or buildings are crumbling around you. The Bible was written so that you would believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you would have life in His name. Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, have mercy on me, and through faith in you, bring me to everlasting life. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.